Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jorge. How's preparation coming along for the new sculpture exhibit?
Well, we're a little bit behind, actually. The Museum of Plastic Arts is loaning us several sculptures, but the shipment's been delayed.
Oh, no. Is there any way I can help?
Well, the rest of the sculptures should be here this afternoon, and this is the list of things that still need to get done.
How about you finish setting up the final pieces, and I'll upload photographs of the completed displays to our website.
That'd be great, thanks.
Number 32. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 33. What problem does the man mention? Number 34. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Oh, Jason, the people at table 2 asked for an order of French fries. They said they forgot to tell you when you took their order.
Is that a small or large order of fries?
Small.
Thanks for letting me know. I'll go tell the cooks to add it to their order.
Great. Oh, by the way, do you think you could take my shift this Thursday from 12 to 5? I forgot I have a dentist appointment.
I have tickets to a baseball game on Thursday.
Okay, no problem.
Number 35. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 36. Why will the man talk to some cooks? Number 37. What does the man mean when he says,
I have tickets to a baseball game on Thursday?
Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Don Simons. I have an appointment with Dr. Ramirez on Wednesday, but I'm afraid I have to reschedule.
Okay. When would you be able to come in?
How about on Thursday?
Dr. Ramirez works at Brookside Medical Clinic on Thursdays. She's only in this office on Mondays and Wednesdays. You'll have to call them to schedule an appointment.
Oh, I see. Do you have their telephone number?
Yes. It's 555-0102. Be sure to let them know that you usually see Dr. Ramirez at this location.
Number 38. Why is the man calling? Number 39. What does the woman say about Dr. Ramirez? Number 40. What does the woman give to the man? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, welcome to Springton Furniture. I'm Tom. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to return a lamp I bought here a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Do you have your receipt with you?
No, actually. I must have lost it.
Usually we can only take returns with a receipt. Let me ask my manager. Excuse me, Sarah?
Yes, Tom?
This gentleman wants to return a lamp, but doesn't have his receipt.
Okay. Sir, I'm afraid all I can do is offer you in-store credit.
You can use it at any of our locations.
Number 41. Where are the speakers? Number 42. Why does Tom ask the woman for help? Number 43. What does the woman offer to do for the customer? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Letitia. I wanted to update you about the discussion I had yesterday with our legal team about the company merger.
Okay. I heard we're still on track to complete the merger by the end of the year.
Right. Well, there's a problem. We're having trouble agreeing on what the logo for the new company should be when we merge. They rejected the designs that you and your marketing team proposed.
Okay. I'll schedule a meeting with my team so we can come up with something else. Let me set that up right now.
Number 44. What will take place this year? Number 45. What problem does the man mention? Number 46. What will the woman do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm Ron Wells, the hiring manager here at Douglas Fashions. Thank you for coming in to interview for the sales associate position.
Of course. I'm excited about the possibility of working here. This is my favorite clothing shop.
Great. So, tell me about your previous sales experience.
Well, for the last 6 months, I worked at a store in Fountain Mall. I really enjoyed it, but I quit because it took me over an hour to commute there.
I understand. Now, although you've already worked in sales, you'd still have to go through a month-long training.
Okay, no problem.
Number 47. Where does the woman want to work? Number 48. Why did the woman leave her previous job? Number 49. What does the man explain to the woman? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Jackson Pharmacy. Can I help you?
Hi, I'm here to pick up some allergy medication. My doctor recommended that I take the kind called Valgon.
Sure. Let me check if we have any. Oh, unfortunately, we don't have any available at the moment. That's a popular medication.
I guess I should have called first.
We should get that medication in soon, if you'd like to come back in a couple of days. Why don't you write your name here, and we'll put some aside for you.
Okay, thanks. I'll come back later in the week.
Number 50. Where are the speakers? Number 51. What does the woman explain to the man? Number 52. What does the man say he will do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ricardo. I'm calling because I'm working on the office supply order. Would you be able to look it over before I submit it?
Sure, but before I do, did you know that the supplier has sent out a new catalog? Some of the prices might have changed.
Oh, I didn't realize that. How can I get a copy of the new catalog?
I'll bring it over to you now.
Okay, thank you. I'll check the prices right away. I'd like to submit this order before I leave for my business trip next week.
Number 53. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 54. What will the man bring to the woman? Number 55. What does the woman plan to do next week? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jeremy. My sales department wants to start an employee incentive program. I know that your department uses one, so I wanted your advice.
Sure. What would you like to know?
Employees will definitely be more eager to hit their sales goals if there's some sort of reward involved, but what do you think the compensation should be?
You spend more time with your team than I do.
Right. I think they'd really enjoy earning additional vacation time.
That's a great idea. Why don't you speak with Lewis in Human Resources? He'd be able to give you more guidance about making extra vacation time an incentive.
Number 56. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 57. What does the man imply when he says,
"You spend more time with your team than I do"?
Number 58. What does the man advise the woman to do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good morning, everyone. I've scheduled this conference call to discuss the advertising campaign we're developing for Denson Hotels, more specifically, the television commercial. Holly will be sharing some preliminary ideas for that, and Carter is joining us by video call from our Tokyo office. Carter, are you there?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Great. Holly, you can begin.
Okay. So, I've been working on developing ideas for the commercial. You know, the concept, the setting, and...
Hey, guys, this is Carter again. Sorry to interrupt, but the audio suddenly went quiet. Were you saying something?
Uh-oh. My laptop's microphone must be malfunctioning again.
Let's switch to my laptop. It works well for video calls.
Number 59. What field do the speakers most likely work in? Number 60. What problem is mentioned? Number 61. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and website.
Bella's Cakes, may I help you?
I'd like to order a large chocolate cake.
Certainly. Would you like anything special on the cake?
Well, it's for an office event. We're a publishing house and we're celebrating the release of a new book. It's important that the cake is book-themed. Can you decorate it to look like a book?
Sure, we can do that.
Great. So can I pick it up at 6 tomorrow evening?
We're only open until 5, but I can take your order and then you can pick it up from one of our other locations. They're listed on our website.
Number 62. Where does the man work? Number 63. What does the woman say is important? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Which location did the woman call? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
I'm very excited to write about the annual restaurant festival. It's my favorite event in the city.
Me too. I'm glad our magazine editor sent us to cover this. According to the map on my phone, we should be there in a half hour.
That'll give me plenty of time to set up for my interviews with some of the local chefs.
Great. Oh, on the map, it looks like we'll be approaching a roundabout soon. We're on Cedar Lane right now, and you'll need to take exit 3.
All right.
Number 65. What event are the speakers going to attend? Number 66. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which road will the speakers take next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and building layout.
Good afternoon. I'm from Star Locksmiths. I'm here about a door that isn't locking properly.
Thank you for coming so quickly. It's a major security concern that one of our doors doesn't lock.
Yes, I understand. I know which door it is, so I'll just head over there.
Thanks. And it'd be great if this could be fixed before noon. Employees who work in the other buildings will need to use that door to enter the cafeteria.
Okay, I'll get started right away.
Thank you. Just remember to keep your visitor's badge visible at all times.
Number 68. What most likely is the woman's job title? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which door are the speakers discussing? Number 70. What does the man remind the woman to do?